From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Turkey's prime minister cautions his country's own population. Following criticism from the United States and other Western leaders, Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim is cautioning people against seeking revenge for the failed coup against his government.
Seçilmiş hükümetini, milli iradesini.
Even as he was calling for unity, Yildirim said he would remove the movement of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, the man blamed for masterminding the coup attempt by its roots so it can never betray the Turkish people again. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup. More from Lisa Bryant, reporting for VOA from Paris.
The message from Washington and Brussels is clear. Both support Turkey's elected government following the aborted coup. Both are also watchful of its next steps. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry delivered that warning Monday after meetings with his European Union counterparts in the Belgium capital.
And we will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini also warned against reports Ankara is considering reintroducing the death penalty. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Police in Germany have discovered a hand-painted flag of the Islamic State militant group in the belongings of a teenager who went on an axe-and-knife-slashing rampage aboard a train in southern Germany on Monday. This is VOA.